who exactly makes Common Ground happen? We learned roughly half the answer to that question yesterday when we spoke with Kevin and Jenna Meyer of Meridian Entertainment. Their responsibilities include booking the likes of Slash, Ludacris, and Bare Naked Ladies to perform here at the event. Today we get to know the other key player, the Lansing Entertainment and Public Facilities Authority, LEPFA. That's the city-affiliated body that manages the Lansing Center and Cooley Law School Stadium, the Lansing City Market, and other events, including the Common Ground Festival. Scott Keith is LEPFA's president and CEO. Scott, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Mark. I'm glad to be here.
Tell us, what is LEPFA?
LEPFA is a governmental agency that operates the facilities of entertainment for the city. We kind of think of ourselves as a regional facility manager as well, because we think, you know, certainly these are Lansing properties, but they are assets of our greater Lansing region.
Now, I've heard it described as a quasi-governmental agency. You dropped the quasi.
Yes. Quasi-governmental, meaning we are an authority under state rules, so we're not a private entity. However, we are chartered to do business quite like a private entity. So, we operate under the auspices of the government, checks and balances, but we try to operate like a corporate business a little more.
Okay. Is Common Ground the biggest event that you manage every year, or will it get bigger than this?
Well, since we do so many events at Cooley Stadium and at the Lansing Center, we like to think all our clients have the biggest events. certainly we like to treat them that way. This is probably one of the more intense events, I'll say. 60,000, 70,000 people over 7 days, 3 to 4 days to build it, 3 to 4 days to tear it down. A lot of man hours, so certainly is a very intense event, if not the largest.
Kevin Meyer yesterday stressed that his company is focused a lot on the talent buying business. What are LEPFA's duties exactly for Common Ground?
Well, we involve ourselves with a lot of the community aspects of Common Ground. That's helping to get the volunteer base, helping to secure services with the City of Lansing, with other community groups like the Convention and Visitors Bureau, also working with our sponsors. So we're much more community involved in that aspect of the festival.
What are some of the biggest challenges making this thing happen? You've been at it a while, so you should know, but...
I was certainly dealing with the weather is one of the biggest challenges we deal with operationally. But, keeping good luck with that. Yeah, because we have no control over it. That's why it's such a challenge.
Yeah.
Certainly keeping the staff on task, focused, especially when it's hot days and short nights of sleeping, long periods of time. Keeping everybody going. Such a great team that pulls this off. I think that's one of the big challenges that we face. But, always trying to find the right acts, working with the sponsors and everybody else. It's a challenge all the way.
How many people are underneath you then? How many people do you oversee?
Currently at LEPFA, we have about 50 full-time staff. But then, this festival takes on, quite a bigger animal, close to 300 employees for a couple of weeks at this staff. So it grows up a little bit during this time.
You've been a part of the Common Ground Festival for 13 of its 14 years. How does 2013's event compare to the others in terms of any challenges or obstacles in getting it all to work out?
Quite honestly, this year, when day one came, I felt that the festival was the most prepared it has been in my 13 years. It looked phenomenal. The changes that we made, the additions that we brought in, the quality of work that the staff performed—it just had a really cool feel to it, a great vibe, and just had a real nice finished look. And I think it's definitely a step up this year.
You must have had fires to put out. Tell us about one of them.
Oh gosh, wow! We have fires to put out nonstop. Trying to fit things into spaces when you don't have exact measurements sometimes get to be a challenge. When you have two food trucks, and this was a great example, we had two food trucks that on their application form we asked for their size because we need to fit them into a space, and they both put the same size. However, most people put their width different than their length, and vice versa. That was one where we had to figure it out. And if you were over there, the MSU food truck and Mamacita's Taqueria, we had to kind of wedge them in there instead of putting them in their flat. And they were great. They were great to work with us on that, but it was just a little bit of an issue.
Now, technically, there's another entity, Center Park Productions, which puts on the festival as well. Is this part of LEPFA?
It is a subsidiary of LEFA. It's a nonprofit 501c3. You know, LEFA's operating agreement with the city doesn't actually charter itself towards doing events out of the city owned properties, meaning the Lansing Center. That's the way our operating agreement is set up. So when this festival was started, the idea was that we would create a nonprofit that could do some events beyond the walls and structures that the city owns. So the park is just another area that we thought was a great opportunity, and you know, we look for new things to try to venture into.
But now I'm under the impression the Common Ground Festival is the only event that Center Park Productions is involved in. This is it for them?
It is the only event we produce. We have been involved with a few other events, doing some things with liquor license. We'll pull a liquor license and put a bar at an event, which we can do. As a 501c3, you're allowed to do that so many times per year. So we've done that. We also, last year, partnered with the VFW and Michigan International Speedway to pull a lottery down there. They wanted to try a new 50-50 raffle, new system like we use here. That's a digital system. And we partnered with them and used Center Park as our nonprofit to pull the raffle license. So we do some other things.
Okay. There was an article last week in City Pulse in which you were mentioned, and the article blasted Lansing officials for not being transparent about its spending of public money on Common Ground. What happened there? Can you explain it from your point of view?
Well, I certainly don't want to answer anything on behalf of the city. Certainly, you know, I'm sure that they have complied with the request. It kind of started with, the City Pulse has been a sponsor in the past of the festival. They had some questions. They feel there's a need to expose some things. And we sat down with them and met with them and said, you know, we'll be willing to share with you. Tell us what you want, and we'll get it all together, and we'll come back and meet. Somewhere in that whole process, the stuff was gathered, you know, certainly on my end, and I know the city had some stuff on their end. And, we attempted to try to get something together. I think could have been me, could have been Burl, could have been the city. We just didn't get back together. And so then they felt the need that someone may have been stalling, and decided to FOIA it anyway, which was great. I already had the packet put together and complied completely. So
just for the record, current state did call the city today, and we did not hear back from them for comment on this whole thing. But you said a minute ago the city has complied with that request.
Yeah, as far as I'm aware, the city has complied with the request.
I guess the city allocated $127,000 for Common Ground this year. What does that money go for? Can you tell us?
Well, I don't know the full amount. There's only about half of that I actually see. So I don't know what that full $127,000 goes towards. A lot of it goes towards some of the infrastructure that's brought into the park, whether it be power, water, lights, etc., to pull off an event like this. So that's what a larger portion is, that more of the infrastructure type thing. And when I look at that, and you talk about economic impact and things of that nature, this couple dollar, say it's $120,000, we have 60,000 people down here. That's about $2 per person to come down into Lansing, and probably a good majority of them don't live in downtown Lansing. They're coming downtown, and the economic impact of that 60,000 people using a formula that the CVB created with MSU was about $3.6 million last year. So that, to me, says the city's making a pretty good investment if it is $120,000 to then have an economic impact in our region of $3.6 million. I'd be willing to invest something like that.
Money well spent.
Yes.
Scott Keith is LEPFA's president and CEO. LEPFA stands for the Lansing Entertainment and Public Facilities Authority. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.